Hello, beautiful people. Welcome and welcome back again to another episode on the Everything Vibes with Bambi. I am your host, Bumi, and you're welcome to my show. Guys, on today's episode, I have somebody here with me. Somebody super special. She's amazing. She's beautiful. Superstar in the building. I got Festy here. Festy, thank you so much for coming. How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's how is visual. Everything?
Fine.
How is life as a student?
Beautiful.
Are you sure it's beautiful?
Yes.
Life beautiful. As a student.
It's beautiful. Okay. Thank God.
Okay. How is life as an artist?
It's nice.
Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice. All right, so first off, I really want to know more about your identity. Let's start off with your name, Pesty. What's your real name? Is that like your real name?
Okay, I won't. Pesty is not my real name. Okay?
That's a shocker.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
The name given to me was Patsy.
Okay.
And I liked the name because of how it sounded.
Yeah.
So, but when I got to find out the meaning of the name
Patsy.
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't like the name. The meaning was, it's not even something that I wanted anybody to see. But the fact I liked the name.
Okay.
So I changed the words. I mean,
the pronunciation.
Okay, the real spelling is P-A-T-C-Y.
Okay.
Patsy. So I changed it to Patsy. P-E-T-S-Y.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, look at how she just like changed her identification. Like, nah. Okay. So, at what point did you start singing? At what point in your life did you know? I mean, I'm sure it started more like a hobby. Did it start?
Okay.
Yeah, it started more like a hobby, but like at what point did you like frequently sing? Like everybody's like, wow, she's always singing.
Okay, normally I'm always singing.
Okay.
Like right from school.
Wow.
And like
secondary school or primary school?
No, okay, let me start from primary school. When I was in my preschool.
Yeah.
I just sing with my auntie. Like she plays this I don't know if you know them, Brandy, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Oh, she's a backup singer.
No, she loves listening to them.
She played their music.
Yes, so
oh, wow.
We do listen together. So we sing the lyrics and all that.
Yeah.
All that most of the time. So from time to time, I'm always singing. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always singing. That's
You're
it.
Always singing. That's,
yeah.
Wow.
I feel like I actually knew when I started.
You've always been singing all your life. That's beautiful. So like at what point did you realize that music was more than just a hobby for you? Like, okay, music is what I want to do. Because, you know, everybody, I bet everybody enjoys singing.
Yeah.
But then there's levels to it. There are people that just, you know, enjoy singing as just a hobby. And people that, you know, want to take music to the next level.
Yeah.
So at what point did you decide that you want to take music to the next level?
Okay, let me say I decided at the point when I saw that I cannot be not consistent in it.
Okay.
Because even if I stop dropping songs today or any day,
yes,
because I don't know what the future will hold, but I know I can't stop singing. I'm always singing. It's something that is kind of like part of me, and it's not something I can decide.
You can't even control it.
Exactly.
Wow.
So that's how that.
So like from the moment you realize that you cannot even stop singing, so why don't I just make it like a career now?
Exactly.
Wow. That's super amazing. So how was it for you when you started?
It was...
How was the journey from like the early beginning?
We're still in the journey though. But
yeah.
It was... Okay. It was kind of rough at the point, and then at the point, smooth like that. So
okay,
it kept varying and all that. Yeah. But it was fun because I learned a lot, met a lot of new people.
Yeah.
Yes. So it was really fun. It's still going well, hopefully.
Wow. So like, did you have any sort of opposition?
Like who?
Like okay, what? Like people were maybe family members or friends. Was anybody in like, you know, was anybody against you singing?
I shouldn't say. Oh yes, definitely.
Oh really?
Yes,
you have people that were against you singing?
Yeah, like not people that listen to me.
No, definitely.
I'm talking about like
inner people, people that were close to you.
Who like, you felt it was, it's going to distract me and stuff.
Your parents?
No, not my parents, but like my parents' parents and stuff.
Oh, or like relative, family relative.
My mom will always support me in anything I'm doing.
Aww.
Yes. I love that woman. So long it makes me happy, she will always support me.
Yeah.
Yes. But I know that the reasons why they were trying to stop me and my family stuff before was because of school, my life and everything. So I don't know, maybe they felt if I go into music I will want to abandon my education,
your school and stuff,
and all that.
But now, how do they feel now, like, you know, after releasing your EP and other songs, how do they feel now?
I think they feel good. They don't share my stuff, even my grandma.
Really?
yeah they do.
Wow, that's really amazing.
You know, a situation whereby no matter how much they try to stop you from doing something, this is where you can't stop yourself. So when you can't stop yourself from doing something, I don't somebody can stop
like
you.
Who can stop you?
Exactly, that's they just had to accept me for
they
me.
Had to. Oh, that's sweet. When did you release your first single?
Okay, my first single 2018, 2017,
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, what was the title
just
of the song?
Came back to Benin.
Oh, where were you before?
Lagos.
You were in Lagos?
Yeah. Oh, I grew up in my primary school and
secondary school.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not secondary school, just primary school and growing.
Okay. It was in Lagos.
Yeah. When I came back to Benin, I was in secondary school.
Okay.
So that was when I released my first single.
At what age? Sorry. Were you like
2017, 2018? If it was 2017, I would be 16.
You released your first single when you were 16.
Why?
Bruh. I'm shook. I'm shook. 16.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I'm releasing a full song. You released a full song at 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it wasn't like my best, but at that time,
no, definitely.
Yeah, and before I released that single, I told you I've always been singing. So, in fact, I've always been singing, I've always been writing songs.
Wow.
So, I had this book, I kept adding books, because it kept becoming big because I keep writing songs.
Yeah.
But the thing was that I was not able to drop those songs
at that point.
Yes, and when I released my first single with the person that was supporting me, like my director, I had a director,
because
they came to our school and they met most of us and we went for auditions. I was one of the persons they picked, so
so they
started directing me.
Yes,
so they listened to what I sang, yes, but they were trying to like change my craft.
Okay,
but I tried to put up with it for close to 4 or 5 years. Then I saw myself losing myself, so I had
they almost made you stop singing.
Yes, because when I dropped my first single with them, At My Heart, I dropped this with them. It wasn't too perfect, but it was the first time. Let's give it a try.
Yeah,
that was a shot. So they wanted me to be doing just Afro songs, and the type of songs I grew up to listen to and fall in love with, which has be one of the reasons I sing today, are not Afro songs.
Yeah.
And I get the fact because we are in Nigeria.
Yeah, we're Africans. They maybe want to promote that African, Afro vibe.
And those non-African-like type of songs might not sell very well here.
Yeah.
So I had to put up with the fact
that, I mean, if I stick to a genre, it's just like when somebody's coming out and be like, because we have a lot of, you know, Afro music going on around here, that's what would like push the market. And I'm somebody that likes to listen to jazz and I want to, you know, sing jazz and love songs and all of that. Is that kind of like the case then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And you had to put up with it for 4 to 5 years.
Yes.
Wow. That's crazy. So like,
well, I knew they were trying to look out for me, but I saw myself losing myself, and like, I know it got to the extent I just the notes I do write my songs, that I do add notes, because when they get finished, because I write a lot of songs, like the inspiration just comes. That's when I say I sing every time.
Yeah.
It just comes, and even if I try to hide it, more comes.
Yeah.
So I just write them down and stuff. Them into bodies and all that. But then I stopped writing because I saw that I was not able to bring out the songs I wanted to bring out.
Yeah, so it, at that point, it felt like there was no need.
Yeah, so I just threw the book away.
You threw it away?
No, like, I just
kept it one place.
Yeah. So I was not trying my best to focus on Afro songs and that. And
it didn't come out.
It did. Yeah, it did. But just that, it got to an extent I was not able to write Afro songs again because I was already fed up.
Wow.
Something I can't control.
Yes.
Yes, you tell me, okay, write on Susan, so I can't write it.
Yeah.
It's not.
You don't know.
Yes.
You don't feel it. You don't
exactly.
Connect.
I don't see myself there. And it got to a point I was going through a phase of heartbreak and stuff. And during that time, I was writing songs, but I was not bringing them out. I was going through a phase I expected to sing songs that people to dance to.
No.
Like, I couldn't.
You're not connected.
And when I was doing those Afro songs, funny enough, I got recognition. Yes.
You did?
Like among my peers and all that.
Wow.
So people, the thing is, my fans, no matter what I do, they always listen.
That's the beautiful thing.
Yeah. But I know myself and I know what I wanted. So
that's amazing.
I had to just let the whole directorship and stuff go, and when I dropped my first slow single that I know, okay, yes, I know that this is the single I want to drop.
Yes.
And I was, after I dropped my heart,
yes,
then that was the first slow single. Then the second one, which is the main one, that was when I already told myself that if nobody wants to listen to my sad songs, I will listen to it.
Wow, self-motivation.
Exactly, because this is me.
Yeah.
Listen, I'll stream it myself.
Yeah.
So what I did, I dropped my song. My director was not happy with it. I know he was looking out for me because of the market and all that.
Yeah.
It's not the market here.
No, we're talking about
your heart.
I know
it's not always about me. I know it's not supposed to be always about me, but at this point, I'm at the verge of falling.
Yeah,
so
you have to
one
like
thing that could still make me okay. Let me stand a bit
and be grounded.
Then I can't have it. So I dropped the song. When I recorded the song, they asked me why I want to use the song for. I said, why did I record it? Because I do fund my recordings myself.
Wow.
All they do is just direct me and tell me what to do. They tried a lot. Yeah,
okay.
And I really appreciate them. I always do. So I was like, why did I record the song? They said, what do you want to use it for? I said, why did I record it? They didn't want to drop the song. They said, okay. So I dropped the song. I dropped the song, putting behind my mind that whoever does not want to listen, I will listen to my song myself. And funny enough, that was the song that like made people know me very, very well today. Yeah, that's Dear Bluebird. Yeah, so
what was the name?
The name of the song is Dear Bluebird.
Dear Bluebird.
Yes.
Aww.
Yeah. When I dropped the song, and I was happy with my life. I was having issues with my director and management and all that, but I was happy.
Yeah. Your happiness is first. All right. So when did you have your first collaboration? Like, you know, you collaborated with another artist on a song.
That I featured somebody or someone featured me.
First ever collaboration, whether you feature the person.
Okay, that was when I was with that those management.
Okay.
And yeah, they were, I don't want to say this. Okay, like I wasn't the only one with them, so there are others, but myself and someone else were kind of like the two people that
like the star face.
So they usually want us to always like
work together and sing song together
all the time. And I'm not saying they are trying to use anybody to cover any musician or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. Like, we still talk, we're cool, but I saw that I was not fitting into that journey and that space. So I had to just
call it quit.
Yeah, just let it go.
Okay. Then for your EP, or not your EP per se, but like, when did you collaborate somebody? Like,
on my EP?
Yeah, like featured somebody.
Can I feature somebody?
Yeah.
The first time I featured somebody.
Yes.
It's on my EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I featured El Corizo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I featured Enyudinta. She's a poet.
Wow. Now, I'm taking special interest in that El Corizo thing. How did you know? How did you know him?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I was supposed to say it. All right. Okay. When I dropped my Dear Bluebird, I said I was listening to my song myself. People actually liked the song, a lot of people, because they could like relate with it and stuff.
Yeah.
So let me see, I dropped Devil Bed February, and then March, April, Corizo saw my Dear Blue Bed stuff on one of my friend's status. He's an artist too.
Yeah, I know.
He's in ranking. So he was like, he needed a backup singer for one of his songs. So ranking, he listened to, like, ranking posted my stuff. So he saw it. So it was like, okay, he shared my number. So ranking gave him my number. Yeah. So he texted me. Like, not like I do fanzin very much.
Yeah.
Like I do like I'm fanzin him now, because yeah, right now I'm fanzin him though I know we're friends, but like he's like he carries high face in my heart because I really appreciate him because he did a lot for me.
Wow.
Like words is not enough. Okay, so he actually just wanted a backup singer, not like he wanted to feature.
Yes.
But when he texted me, he was like, hey, I'm calling you.
That, like, that moment is shooting your head.
The funny thing is that my sister, my junior sister, my kid sister, she always plays his song.
Yeah,
she's always talking about him. I do hear his song every time, everywhere. Mm. But like, he's big personality to me.
Yeah,
I am like, okay, he's big personality. That's nice. That's nice. He's from Benin. That's nice. Then hi, I'm your cousin. I fling the phone. Like, really? I screenshot that. Okay.
That moment.
Like, I was like, he wanted me to back up one of the songs. I was like, me. Okay. So he asked me that he wanted to hear what I've done before, so he can listen to my song.
Yeah.
So he can know that, okay, yeah, this one can be.
Yeah, your fish.
So when he heard the song, I wasn't there, but with the type of feedback he gave me, like, I knew that Dear Blue Bed was not just a song.
Yeah.
He could relate to the song. He loved the song.
Wow.
He told me that he wanted to feature me. After I heard the song, I was like, he wants to feature me. Like,
it's not just a backup singer, yeah, anymore. He wants you on me a full on the song.
I was like, wow. At that time, he wasn't in Nigeria.
Okay.
He was outside the country, though. I think he's in Nigeria now, but so I was so happy. God, wow. I was happy.
That's nice.
So that was that. So I did the backup for the song, his song Therapy. I was the one who did the backup for Therapy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then what song did you guys
do together?
Yeah.
My Obsessed on my EP, and
okay,
one of the songs on his forthcoming EP.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he's yet to release the EP.
Yes, he's yet to. Okay. So he featured me one of the songs there. So
okay. Yeah, that's
so
nice.
That's that. So yeah, he did a lot for me. Please let me mention it. He re-upped my Dear Blue Bed on Audio Mac. That's why the streams ran up.
Wow.
Like, the streams ran up. Then he allowed me feature him on my EP. He didn't take a dime for me.
Wow.
Like, he did it free. It's someone that, like, you don't feature him, you're paying something 500k. It's not mal or something.
Yeah.
But he was like, I shouldn't worry, you did free. Oh God. I was like, Jesus Christ, where are you from? Like, because, not trying to say I was a nobody or something, but
yeah, but like, you know,
like, because in this in the industry,
yeah,
in Benin, yes, so there are people that in, they are artists that, yeah, are coming.
Upcoming.
There are artists that are like artists. When you say people are calling artists in Benin, up and coming artists, people,
yes,
from Lagos and Sinki, up and coming artists in Benin that I recognize.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of them.
Wow.
Alongside D Wing, The Real, a lot of them, Ranking, they're my friend. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are many of them. Controller, I don't know if you've heard of Controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are many of them though.
Okay.
So
yeah, El Corizo is not, he's not a small person.
Yeah. So
if
imagine,
not for anywhere, Benin City. He's a very prominent voice.
That I was an up and coming.
Yeah.
Though I know I was good to an extent, but I was still there.
Like, you know the way he just held you, yeah, and gave you that spotlight to just, you like, know, express
just,
yourself.
He just, like, brought me up. Like, I was like, really? Like, really?
That's so cool.
Like,
nice.
When he did that, I was very happy. Yeah. He did a lot for me. I was very happy. Then he allowed me to feature him on my EP. Then my former management director and stuff,
yeah,
called me. They were like, I did a song with him. I was like, yes, it's coming soon, it's going to be on my EP. He said, okay, that I was supposed to tell them that we actually had a lot of issues, and I was supposed to tell them that I was going to go to the studio with him, and they don't go to the studio with me normally.
Wow.
I go alone.
Yeah.
So why is that? Because
okay, they were now making a fuss, which yeah. about you
so
doing
I was
this
like,
with
there is nothing there. Like I'm not supposed to do it like that. That I was supposed to tell them. The reason why I was supposed to tell them is so that they could call and probably come with a camera. Imagine you just put somewhere with a video camera. I just start videoing somebody without his consent. Mm-hmm. That's very wrong.
They're trying to use that for publicity.
You don't use people. Exactly. No. It's very wrong. That's something I mean.
You're invading his privacy. Exactly. Because he might just lose it and be like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Exactly. What I can't do to somebody, I can't allow that person to do it to
me. Yeah, you don't expect them to do it
exactly.
back. Wow.
So I was like, I can't do that. They were like, is there no possible way we could still like make that video? So I said, I can't. Somebody that you don't know me from anywhere just because you heard my song and you did all this for me and this is how I'll pay you back.
No.
Like, I have to just let those management people just be. Yeah. Like, they should just be. So I was like, no. And they said, okay, since then, they just washed hand away from my matter. Me too, I just sat down.
Everybody's there on your own now.
Imagine if I had allowed that happen.
Yeah.
Let me say, okay, for the fact that, let's just be that. Okay, let me just make them happy since that.
Yeah, moment. Because they're your management.
If I don't allow that happen, that was when I did backup. Was it backup? Okay, it was either the backup when I did backup for therapy. No, it was not the when I did backup. It wasn't in Nigeria. It was for my EP, Obsessed.
Yeah.
Yes, Obsessed. So if I had allowed that, he wouldn't have, when he saw me in the studio, when he was recording songs for his forthcoming EP, he wouldn't have told me that he wanted me on one of the songs.
Yeah, that thing would have like spoiled your relationship
with
him.
Yeah, there's this type of eyes that you would have been able to see.
Yeah, like,
so
wow,
like,
you're trying to like put a stunt on him.
And they were telling me, the management and then telling me,
that's one thing about that. That's one
whenever it comes, make use of people that. That I can't.
That's one thing that a lot of management fail to understand, that there are certain relationship your artists have
exactly.
with other artists that
exactly.
although you as a management you're trying to see the future, but
yeah.
for the now I don't want to spoil this, my relationship
exactly.
with this
because
I'm trying
you spoil
to gain
now,
something
there's some
the
kind
future.
Of people and when you mess up things with them they won't tell you you messed up.
No.
The kind of space they'll give you, even if you ask them they'll act like
nothing happened
is, yes, but they know deep down you fucked up.
Yeah.
And me, I don't want that type of fuck up. This is somebody that like carries me like family.
Wow.
like I no I beg. Corizo, like
yeah,
Corizo,
it's too much
for me, I swear.
Yeah,
he did a lot and I really appreciate him a lot.
That's super nice. So like when you released your EP, how well did it do? How what was your reaction when you finally dropped your first EP?
It's my EP.
Yeah, that's my baby.
Exactly. Like, my EP is actually, like, for me, I don't know about people. Mm. My EP is, I did it for myself.
Yes.
Yes, if you or anybody would have noticed, I did it myself. I did it for people who might or will be able to relate and
yes
yeah and
people
I was
that
glad.
Can connect to
exactly.
you. You know, I'm doing this for, I'm not just out here singing
yeah.
and trying to gain
yeah.
recognition. I'm pouring out my heart
exactly.
and I hope you can connect
exactly.
to whatever I'm
so
pouring
that
out.
Was the EP.
Wow.
Theme of the EP is I wasn't here.
Yeah,
yeah, just like everything that happened inside the EP
yeah.
did not happen.
Yeah.
But though it happened,
yeah,
yeah, so the name was I wasn't here.
Yeah,
so that was it. I arranged everything. It was a body of work. Yes. So I really love my EP. There was nothing to actually really dance to on the EP,
yeah.
but it's just for you to.
It's a slow love
cool,
song.
Yeah,
like that.
Cool and just listen.
Yeah.
Just listen. If you can relate, fine. If you can't, cool. But just listen.
Just
if you
listen.
Want to. Yeah. So after I put on my EP, I was already satisfied. Okay, I put on my EP. So that was when I released my last or my present. Let me put my present because I'm still
yeah.
in it. Single bad, so they can.
Hey,
yes.
That's the one that got me to her. That
yeah.
guys, that's like the one that connected me to. I mean, I've listened to the song on the EP. I have.
Yeah.
Like it was bad that took me to that EP.
Yeah.
It was that. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I am going to drop the link here. I'm going to drop the link after, like, in the description box, so you guys can go and listen to that song. That song is a banger. It wow. is a banger. Yes. Like, bro. How did you feel when, I mean, that song is doing so well on different platforms right now.
Yeah.
How did you feel about that one?
Yeah, I feel good though. I just wanted to just pull out the song.
Yeah, something but, to like, yeah, okay, other people, yeah. you know.
So let me just put this out so they can at least dance and vibe.
Yes.
So, but I didn't want to do so much for it like I'm doing right now because I still have a lot I want to do for it.
Yes.
That was not the plan at first, but you know, you can't control some kind of things.
Yes.
The way people like the song in this high, it's been like, I see people posting the song everything like,
you were not even expecting it to be, like, because you didn't put too much, you didn't put too much heart to
let
it.
Let me just drop the song.
Yes.
But right now, the song is not just let me just drop the song, and I'm ready to do a lot for it. Because the song is kind of like a breakthrough. Like, it's kind of like a breakthrough for me in one kind of aspect. Like, some people didn't expect it, like, after dropping the sad EP. Like, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up? Like, but I was glad. I'm still glad, and I'm still ready to do a lot for the song.
Wow. Yeah. So, you're a student, obviously. Yes. You're a student here in UniBank. How are you able to juggle school life, music life, because I mean, I'm sure you do other stuff aside music and school. Are you into other stuff?
Like what?
Are there other kind of business or other kind of social activities?
Business, yeah, I own a business.
You own a business?
Yeah.
You are. I don't know. You got superpowers, man. Like, you need to tell me this secret. She's a student in UniBank. UniBank. Let's start with how, like, you're a student in UniBank. You have a full music career. That's like a whole big thing, and then you have a business. How do you juggle those three lives?
It's God.
It's God.
It's God. God.
Yeah. Because I mean, most artists, most of them are, you know, not students. I've met a whole lot of people that they're not students. Like, if they want to do music, it's okay, music is the only thing in my life.
Yeah.
But you have school, and you know, you're not just playing with your school, you want to get that degree,
yeah.
and at the same time you want to push out your music career, because that's one thing, that's a big part of you.
Yeah.
Then you're also, you know, doing a business to get money, because right now music is not like really giving you, it's not paying you, so obviously a bad girl needs to have money, right?
Bad girl needs to have money.
Bad girl needs funds.
Okay.
Yeah, so like, how are you able to like juggle this three part of you, and you know,
like I
to
said,
come out?
No, it's God. it's God. Just trying to like give time to like do the right things at the right time, then free time, do some kind of things you might feel like doing.
Yeah,
and just try to merge everything together.
Yeah,
it's not really, it's not like it's easy.
No,
yeah,
it's never going to be.
It's nice, yeah.
Yes, as long as it's what you enjoy doing, you always like finding your way. Alright guys, we are about to go on a break. Thank you so much for listening so far. Part 2 is coming up, and I am still with Percy, the bad girl.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere. Thank you. Love you.